Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
I am though tossed about. conflict, many a doubt. Fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, I will receive. Welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I come.
Y'all doing? Let me tell you what, I take so much abuse from this crowd of people. It's a good thing I have a healthy sense of self-esteem. And that's what we need to talk about today, is the way you see yourself. Okay, let's start with the book of James. This is third chapter, second verse. We all stumble in many ways, period. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man. Do you know any of those?
No.
I don't either. But that's the funny thing is, some of you in this room, if I ask you, are you a success or are you a failure? I have a funny feeling you'd look back into your past and say, I'm a failure. See, but this verse says we all stumble in many ways. Does that mean everyone on the planet is a failure? Is that what that means? I think what it means is if we look back into anybody's past, we're going to see some failure. Everybody that's ever succeeded has failed along the way to succeeding. That's being human. Can we manage some expectations in this room a little bit? Maybe not. I don't know. Y'all are getting quiet, you know. I don't want to take away a good depression from you. I know some of y'all love it. I got a great depressed mood going. I'm really deep in it, and you're going to spoil it for me, and I don't want to spoil it if you want to be down in it. But the Bible says, as Matt was talking about, a righteous man may fall seven times, but he'll rise again. See, that's the difference, is the rise again part. You follow? Now, when I think of this stuff, I think of my dad. I grew up in Texas, down south, and my dad worked on something called a dude ranch. Y'all probably not ever heard of a dude ranch, but a dude ranch is for rich people who want to pretend like they're cowboys. Can you imagine? This is white people stuff. Where they will ride on a horse, you know, someone else had trained up the horse, and they get on the horse and ride around. And they pretend like they're a real cowboy or something. I don't know what, but that's what a dude ranch is all about. Well, you only do this kind of business during the summertime. So during the wintertime, you just let the horses run around, do whatever they want. Well, here's what you may want to know about a horse. And here's thing number one. Never was there born a horse that wanted anybody on its back. Ever. Never. That horse has no interest in you climbing up on his back and digging your spurs into his ribs. None was ever. Here's the second fact you need to know. If you convince that horse to be rid and comply with your wishes, and you leave him alone all winter long to be however he wants to be and run free, when you come back next summer, he's going to be right back where he started, and you're going to have to break that horse all over again. And this was my father's job. He would come and break the same horse again and again, and that same horse would throw him off. Now, here's what I want you to focus on. Is if that horse bucks my father off of his back and my father walks away, he loses the job. If he walks away when that horse has not been broken, he sends a message to that horse that the horse can have his way. Now that horse can never be broke again. You see, it's going to be twice as hard for the next guy to come behind him to break that same horse. You have to have the mentality of, I have more determination for you to be broke as you are to buck me off of your back. This is the picture I want you to have in your mind, because the Bible says, Paul says in the New Testament, when I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Okay? Everybody in this room, you're here because you want to do something good. You want to do something right. You're not sure if you could pull it off or not. That's okay. Don't judge yourself. We don't have any need for you to judge yourself. But the truth is, you're going to have a mentality, I'm going to get on this horse's back as many times as it takes. I'm going to dig my spurs into his ribs as often as I need to do. I'm going to tell this thing who's boss here. See what I'm saying? Because for all of us, there's so much temptation in our lives. We get into a place where we can get down on ourselves. If you think that you're a failure, then anybody in the world can fix it. Nobody. I'll tell you a story. If you take a person that's convinced themselves, I'm a failure, you can't make that person succeed. If you went to that person who thinks, I'm a failure, I'm no good, you know what I'm talking about? If we went to that person and say, here's a job. I succeeded for you. Now you have a job. Probably I'd get fired. And you go in with that attitude, I know you don't really want me to work here. Pretty soon everybody looks at us and says, well, no, you're right. We don't want you to work here. And you're right, you are fired. I knew it. Failure. See what I'm saying? If you think you're a failure, you're going to be that no matter what. That we can't cure it. There's no cure for it. You have to decide whether you're capable of succeeding or not. That's up to you. Your identity, and this is maybe the most important thing we can say tonight, your identity needs to not be based on performance. Okay? Here's the most important thing about you. You're God's child.
There you go.
See what I'm saying? Good or bad, right or wrong, you're God's child. Some of y'all in this room have children. My sister's got two little twin children. They're like a year and a half. They haven't done anything right yet. They have never once walked in the room and said, let me help out with rent or something, you know. Nothing. They're just pooping and screaming. That's all. They're not even thankful for anything. But we love the child. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's not a performance-based thing. God has the same relationship with you. You're not God's grown child, believe it or not. You are a baby compared to God. He's been around longer and knows a whole lot more than you do. You're God's little tiny baby. He expects a certain amount of chaos, problems, mayhem, and difficulties in dealing with you. He expects for there to be a process where there is failure that leads to you being trained up. Some of you might be, roughly speaking, right on track with what the Lord expects for you to be going through right now. Why put yourself down there? Why judge yourself that way? I think we have this way of trying to avoid this sense of shame that we get involved in. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I look back on my own past and I think, oh man, I can just get so ashamed of things I did and things I said, and I can't even believe it sometimes. You know, I mean, was that really me that did that thing, that said that thing? And then I realize I'm just beating up on myself, and I'm getting more and more and more and more negative. I'm saying, wait a second, where's that coming from? Is that God who's coming to me in that quiet moment saying, you remember that thing you did? You're a bad person. You're no good. Is that God telling me that? No. That's the enemy telling me that. The enemy's main message to you is, you think you're a good Christian? Look at you. Coming in church all fake. Like, how do you come into church not fake? I mean, I don't know what that is even. We're here. This is it. There isn't an unfake way of going to church or a fake. You in church. That's it. You see what I'm saying? The devil gives us all these crazy ideas. We don't even challenge him. The truth is, you're doing this thing. You're on the right track. Trying and failing is always better than not trying. Always. Hey, at least I tried. If you could say that, you hold your head high. Hey, I let me tell you what. There was a gal in our school, and she was so pretty. Oh my goodness, it was hard to look at her. I don't know if y'all know what I'm talking about. Just so good looking, and she was nice to me because my mother, she was a ballet teacher, so she taught ballet, and this gal knew my mother, so she would talk to me in school. And all the my friends were shocked that she would talk to me. And of course I would lie and say, well, you know, hey, can you blame her? Okay. I try and tell her, you know, there's enough of me to go around, but I don't really want to tie myself down. Well, pretty soon, you know, I had to put my money where my mouth is. So I realized I got to actually ask this woman out, or somebody's going to check on me here. And I'm talking about not out of my league. I mean, we weren't even playing the same sport. Do you follow what I'm saying? And I asked her out, and here's what happened. She shot me straight down. Okay. But, yeah, of course. But I felt good that I tried. You know what I'm saying? The other brother was trying to, you know, make fun of me getting shot down. I said, you didn't even try. You don't even talk to me. You ain't in the same thing I'm in. You just a coward. That ain't nothing to brag about. Believe me, I keep trying. Eventually, I find somebody desperate enough to, you know, get them on a weak moment. They're having a bad week or something, and then, you know, that's so, you know, you're never getting anything. You're too good a chicken to try. See what I'm saying? Trying and failing is always better than not trying. Y'all follow what I'm saying? See, I think this is the last point I want to make, and I'll bring up my last verse. We have to carefully define what is success, right? Here's the thing. I don't know how many job interviews you had to fill out to get your next job. I don't know how many job interviews that's going to be and how many job applications you have to fill out to get your next job. But I do know if you fill out one tomorrow, you're one step closer. See? Success. That's success. You count every little bit of progress and you celebrate. You say, I'm making progress. I'm making steps. Amen? When you are making forward progress on your thing, even if it's a little forward step, you celebrate every step. Don't ever get to beating up on yourself and the negativity. Don't let that negativity of your past outweigh the positivity of, hey, I'm making some steps here. Otherwise, we got no hope. Here's our verse we're going to end on. The Lord takes good care of all those who fall. That's us. He lifts up all of those who feel helpless. See what I'm saying? This means it's not all on you. It's not all on me. The Lord knows that we're going to fall. He knows that he needs to come in and lift us up. That's built into the system. He knows we need it, and he's going to do it for us. Amen? God bless you. We love you. We'll let our host team prepare the meal for after the service.